Okay, today is Daf Nun Zayin. We are on Nun Vav Amud Beis, bottom line. Simon, Hechzira, La'olam, Hashev, Chia, Amarta, Nishbar, Sachar. So there was a machlokes, right? If a Shomer Avida, Rabba said a Shomer Avida has a din of a Shomer Chinam, and Rabbi Yosef said a Shomer Avida has the din of a Shomer Sachar. Eser Rabbi Yosef L'Rabba. Rabbi Yosef says to Rabba, how could you say, Rabba, that a Shomer Aveda has the din of a Shomer Chinam? Why? Because it says like this. There's a Braisa that says, right? There's a Braisa that says, Hichzira l'makom sheyirena. If you brought the object back to where, I think this means you brought it back to the place where the Baal is, where the owner of the object is seen. Right?
Likely to see it.
So, Eino Chayev L'Tapalba. You no longer have an obligation to be busy with it. Nigniva O Avda. If it got lost or stolen, Chayev B'Achriyasa. You're Chayev to pay for it. You're still Chayev. My Chayev. My Nigniva O Nevda. What does that mean? It got stolen or got lost? Lav, doesn't that mean Nigniva Mibeso V'Avda Mibeso? It got lost from your house, and it got stolen from your house. Thank you. It got lost from your house, and it got stolen from your house. So what do you see? You're chayev as a Shomer Aveda on Geneva and Aveda. Shomer Chinam is not chayev on Geneva and Aveda. I must be right. It must be Shomer Zachar. So the Gemara says, lo, mimakom shechzira. No, it got stolen from the place where you returned it. Right? And then Tosva says, in the little Tosva's one line, vafilu Shomer Chinam chayev de posheyahu. Even the Shomer Chinam, you'd be chayev. It's a posheya. You don't return something. You don't return a gold necklace in the middle of the subway and leave it there. Oh, he's going to come get it. He'll see it. Yeah. That's ridiculous. I got stolen. Of course I got stolen. Right?
You should have put it in his hand.
Exactly. So that's the pshia. There's not a question about whether or not a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. Of course, even a Shomer Chinam, it was negligent. What kind of thing is that?
Didn't you just say that he does not have to concern himself?
Vachai, vachtani, ain't a chayev. But it says you don't have to be busy with it. You don't longer have to be busy with it. Amalei, hachamayaskina. No, you know what the case is? Kigon shechzira b'tzaharayim. You returned it in the afternoon. V'tarti k'tani. And there's 2 points being taught here. V'achi k'tani. And here they are. Hechzira shachris. If you returned it in the morning, l'makom sheyirena. You brought it to shul. He normally comes to shul. Right? V'shchiach da'ayel v'nafik. And it's shchiach for him to come in and out of there. The chazi la, so he'll see it. Eino chayev l'tapalba. You no longer have to be busy with it. He sits over here in the same spot every day for 50 years in the shul. He comes every morning. I'll bring it to shul. I'll give it to him. It's all going to be good. Hichzira b'tzaharayim. You come to shul in the middle of the afternoon. Right? A shul like this, nobody's here. Everybody's at work. Nobody's here. So bringing it here in the afternoon, what are you doing? Right? You can hope he's going to be there. That's not a normal thing for him to come in and out. He's not here. He's at work. Not here. Not going to see it. And now it got stolen from here. Right? You're chayev to take responsibility for it. Right? So that's what's going on. So it's not a raya. On our question, what the status of a Shomer Aveda is, just as you know, the Amshul Shlomo says, this din about whether or not they're normal, whether they should be there or not, it all depends on the time, it all depends on the place, situation. Sometimes you go to a shul, and people sitting there the whole day. Retired people, right? The whole day they're there. They have shiurim, they're busy all day. Different story. Right? So the guy doesn't come to Shachris, or he comes to a different shul, you're not going to be there. You have to know the situation. This is a general idea. This is a general rule. He's there. You fulfill your duty. He's not there. You didn't. Very simple. The shachmas and tzarayim, it depends on every situation different. But it's the same idea.
Yeah. I don't know if you know it.
Yeah.
Shomer Aveda, does he have, I might have something. Can I call the guy and say, I have him come get it? Do I have to go to
So we're going to learn that. That's a whole parak about that. In Bava Metzia. All the rules. Yeah. Like something we said yesterday, you have a duty to take care of it. You're allowed to get paid for that. I believe we're going to learn about that in Bava Metzia. Right? The owner of the object has to pay you for it when you return it. You don't have to. That's a whole sugi there. So it's not such a simple thing watching someone's object. Okay, next. Eishvei, another raya, another kasha. Rabbi Yosef asks to Rabba to prove that a Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Sachar. Why? What's now? Eishvei, lolam hu chayiv, really a chayiv, ad shich zirena l'rashuso, until you return it to his property. What does it mean? My la'olam. What does it mean, la'olam? You're chayiv, you're always chayiv until you return. What do you mean you're always chayiv? Lav afilu bibeso? Doesn't that mean that even if it's in my house, I'm chayiv? Shma mina, shomer sachar dami? It's like I'm a shomer sachar. What do you mean I'm chayiv? Chayiv for what? So Gemara says, no, I'm a lay. So Rabbi says like this, listen to this. Modina lach b'balei chayim. Now I agree with you by live animals. I agree with you. If you find my pet dog, a dog got lost, I put up a sign on the street, right, and someone found it, I'm taking care of it, and now it got stolen. I agree with you, Yichai, for that. The Balei Chayim, the Kivan Denakti Lehu, Nigra Briasa, since you know that the dog is any animal, right? That dogs, any animal, they spend a lot of time outside. Boy Nitirusa Yisersa, you should have given it an extra Shmira. You were Poshea that it got out of there somehow, it got lost, it got stolen. You were Poshea. Look at Rashi. Rashi of Modina Lecha, it's the first skinny line. Ba'avedas balei chayim, d'chayiv hamotzi b'gneiva v'aveda. If I'm watching a live animal for someone who lost it, and it gets stolen or lost, I am chayiv. Lav mishum schar mitzvah, nothing to do with the schar mitzvah mishum, nothing to do with that. Ela mishum d'gneiva v'aveda didhu p'shiyasehi. That's considered a poshia. That's considered a pshia. That's negligent. Why? Even a shomer chinam is chayav for that. Why? Because you know the animal wants to be outside. So if you have to think, you have to be extra careful. It's not some diamond necklace. You just put it in a safe and that's it. Forget about it. No. The animal needs care. You go outside, it's going to run away. Next Rashi. Kivan did not do nagri baraisa. Kivan shira shemilumedes hein lotzeis. Since you know it's itching to get out. Every animal wants to be outside. Boy, you should have watched it better. Even if you're a shomer chinam, you'd be chayiv. But if it's a watch or some or a necklace or something or earrings, then he would agree. Rabbi would say, then you're putter on gneiva v'aveda. Why? Because I hold it like a shomer chinam, and a shomer chinam is putter on gneiva v'aveda. What's this? This is not a shomer chinam shomer sachar issue. It's a pshia issue. Okay.
So how does that work if an animal gets stolen that you're looking after?
Then you're chayev. Then you're going to be chayev, even if you're a shomer chinam.
But that's got nothing to do with it wandering off. It's in a safe place. You've given it.
So you have to do, you look at each case. I don't know. Right. So you have 100 lots and it still got stolen.
Yeah.
I don't know. Next, Eishvei Rabba L'Rav Yosef. Now Rabba asks Rav Yosef. How could you say that a shomer aveda has din of a shomer sachar? It says like this. It says, "Hashev teshiveim la'achicha." You find something, return it. Hashev. It says hashev. Ein li'ela bebeso. I only know you can return it to the guy's house. How do I know l'ginaso? How do I can bring it to his garden, or l'charuvaso, or to his broken down house? Minayin. How do I know I'm allowed to do that? Talmud lomar. Tishivein, mikol makom. It says tishivein, return it, any way you want. One second. What does that mean? Ma'il ginaso ulacharuvaso. Gizon. What does that mean? You can return it to his garden. What does that mean? You can return it to his broken down house. What does that mean? Ilema l'ginaso ha-mishtameres. L'charuvaso ha-mishtameres. If it's a garden that's guarded, or some other property of his that's guarded, then hainu beso, that's returning it to his house. What's the difference? El pshita. L'ginaso she'ena mishtameres. It's his garden, but like there's no garden there. L'charavaso she'ena mishtameres. There's no one watching it. It's sort of like a hefker place. Anyway, shmamina, and you're allowed to do that. Shmamina, what do you see? Kishomer chinam dami. It's like a shomer chinam. Why? Why is it like a shomer chinam? No. I fulfill my duties, and I don't care what happens afterwards. It's not my business. I'm not chayiv. Right? So, Yeah. Now, one second. So, Elapshita, listen to this. Elapshita, Luginaso She'eno Mishtameres, Ulucharuvaso She'eno Mishtameres. And what happened to it? And what happened to it? I returned it over here. What happened to it? So, Tos. What?
An open field?
Yeah?
It was returned to an open field. To meet some
So Tosfos says on the first wide line of Tosfos, Ella, one line Tosfos, Ella, Pirish, Ella, Beruach Mitzuya. Some wind came along and ruined it. Shma mina, kishamachinam dami. You're like a shamachinam, kalsa, shmiraso. My shir is finished. I'm done. I did all I had to do. I'm done. So what do you see? It's like a shamachinam. I would agree with you. I think this is a pesheah. How do you return something to some abandoned place and think it's going to be safe? Anyway, shma mina, kishamachinam dami. So amalei lo. Lo alon luginaso mishtemeres, luchavaso mishtemeres. No, it's a guarded place. It's a guarded place. So what's the difference? I bring it to his office, I bring it to his house. It's a difference, right? For the kakashala chayinu peso, it's the same thing as his house. What, I can't return it to him at his office?
Because in his house, he's not home the whole day.
What? That's exactly the point. Kamash Malan, Delo Ba'inon Das Bailin. You don't have to know that I returned it. You don't have to know that I returned it. I found your thing. I found your wife's earrings. I found them on the street. I know they're yours. They're engraved with her name. So I slipped them into the mail slot. You don't even know I returned it. Did I do a good? Is that okay? And then they got stolen from the house. Am I chai for that? Of course not. You didn't even know they were returned. So what? Why do you have to know? Normally you need a das of a bailim. You don't have to know that I returned it. Right? Shari ribs the Torah. The Torah said, Hashavos Harbe. It says many times, Hashavos, you learn all these drushes out of them, all these different ideas. One of the ideas is, you don't have to know that I returned. What do you have to know for?
This proves that it's a shavachil.
Exactly. It's exactly its point.
Yeah. If you have to deliver, then why would a person get involved in the Shabbos Aveda altogether? It should be part of the sticking island.
What do you mean?
In other words, if I see an Aveda,
that's exactly what
I
the mitzvah.
And
then I have a headache. So why should I pick it up? That's exactly why the Torah says don't do that. Don't pass by. I don't have to bother with this. Don't do that.
So why does it mean?
Because it's a mitzvah. Okay. Right? I hear you. I hear what you're saying. You're saying I'm getting involved and I'm making myself problems.
Exactly.
By trying to do a mitzvah, I'm making myself problems.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. I know. It's true.
If he would become a Shem Besocha, nobody would pick it up.
Nobody would?
Nobody would pick it up.
Why not? Just the opposite.
Just the opposite.
Then they're getting paid for it. Of course
exactly.
They would.
If you knew for a fact that he's getting paid for it.
Well, that's a Shem Besocha.
Right.
It would be a Shem Besocha.
Right? Right? So, yeah, it's interesting. Well, you're asking the Hashkafa question.
Yeah.
Right?
How it gets started.
I understand. So what's the difference between doing this mitzvah and spending $100 on an esrog? People do it. Right? Cost money.
Hiddur,
yeah. Cost money. It's a hiddur.
There's some more personal involvement.
No, this is a question. This is a serious question. So you know, there's a halacha that if it's eno l'chvi kvodo, you don't have to get it.
Right.
You don't have to. First of all, if you're not allowed to get, for example, if you see the necklace is in a cemetery, you're a kohen, so you can't even get it. You know, you're a potter. What if you see something underneath the car, and you're like some big Rosh Hashiva, you're a big chush of a person, you're going to go climb under the car and get dirty to retrieve. What did he drop over there? A pencil. No. So the Torah says sometimes if it's angel of equal, you don't have to do it.
Right.
The question: what if he does do it? Does he get a mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda? Or, since the Torah said not to do it,
we shouldn't.
What are you doing? It's not a mitzvah. Torah already said you're not chayiv to do that mitzvah. That's already a lundish question.
Right.
What? Exactly. It's a lundish question. If you do it, right? That's what we're saying over here. Like we said yesterday, if you're osik in a mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah. And what if you do? What if you do?
That's
is it a mitzvah?
Yes.
So is that a mitzvah or it's not even a mitzvah?
Extra credit.
Is it? Or there's an argument to say it's not even a mitzvah.
Yeah, but
right? In middle of Shmona Esrei, which is certainly a mitzvah, to daven, whatever. So I'm going to give the ani the money. I'm going to take. I'm stopping my shemurah to take the dollar out. Is that a mitzvah even?
Yes.
Think about that. Think about that case. I'm sitting around doing nothing. Okay, I give him a dollar. I'm doing chazaras and shots. I'm not doing anything anyway.
That's an extreme case.
Right?
That's
but in the middle of a mitzvah, so I'll stop and do another mitzvah. So no, you don't have to do the ozik mitzvah. But I'll do it anyway. Am I? Is that even a mitzvah?
That's extreme.
That's an interesting question, huh?
Sure. In the middle of shemurah is an extreme case.
So yes.
Why? What is that?
No, but every mitzvah is like that. Every mitzvah, think about it, because there's no. I don't need a gemara to tell me that I can do two things at the same time, or I can't do two things at the same time. I don't need a gemara for that. That's common sense. No, think about it. While I'm climbing up a tree to go do Shluch HaKan, right? Can I now also shake a lulav? And of course not. Of course he can't do that. It's impossible. Right?
If it's physically impossible...
So I don't need a Gemara for that.
Yeah.
Think about that. I don't need a Gemara for that.
Yeah,
if you always think of a mitzvah, and if you can, then you can.
Right.
So we have to find a case where you can, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not so... You know,
what you said is probably... One of the only cases in Middle East Prevention.
You can find other cases. What?
I don't know.
You can find other cases. You know, your mother sends you somewhere and you stop off to David Meyer. You can find cases like that.
Yeah.
Right? The point is, like this. So it's interesting. All these interesting things that, you know, interesting questions. Okay. Right. Anyway.
Well, we actually had that yesterday.
That, I know.
The Rashba says, if you're busy,
then you're part of mother. But you don't need a Rashba for that. Think about it.
I understand that. So he's taking it to
an extreme. Amalei Abaya, Lord of Yosef. No, the whole idea of Osek Mitzvah, if you think about it, what kind of principle is that? If you're Osek Mitzvah, you're part of another mitzvah. So isn't that common sense? What exactly is that? What is
the case?
What?
Case.
You have to spend more time on this one.
No, there's a whole lot of focus whether or not. Let's say, switch a case of visual account. Let's say the guy's going to do lulav, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden he walks ashore and he sees a tree and shulav account.
Right.
So he doesn't know if he has to opt for shulav account later, but lulav he can do it 5 minutes later.
So
that is a bigger question.
So doesn't the Gemara say the exact opposite of what you just said?
What?
That it's Erev Pesach and he's going to do a milah and bring the carbon Pesach. Remember that case? And what does the Gemara say there?
Right?
It's in Sukkah, right? I'm also like a mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim.
Right.
I'm part of from Sukkah.
Sukkah, right.
So, can, what about at night? So all the Rishonim say over there, no, it's going to stare you from the mitzvah in the morning. So, right? That's what they say. And if it's not going to stare you, then you have to go to the Sukkah. Eat your dinner. Why can't you eat? What's meant? We eat the dinner. So if it's going to prevent you from petitioning to the king, right? You're going to be tired, whatever it is, then you're right. It's still potter. Still a mitzvah. So isn't that pashut? Isn't that obvious? What would I think otherwise? I'm going to sacrifice the mitzvah that I started to do another mitzvah that came along in the way? I wake up in the morning, I'm on my way to the king. I'm on my way to the king. If I don't come with all my gusto, it's for sure going to reject me. So I need a gemara to tell me that, by the way, you don't have to stop and go over there and find the sukkah and make yourself crazy. You don't have to do all those things. You're busy with the mitzvah.
You gotta look at the case, depending on what the case is.
What?
Everything's got to depend on the case.
I agree.
If you're going to go out, let's say the person gets married, he's punted from saying Kriya Shema at night.
Right.
Think about it. You have no problem whatsoever.
Right. Right.
And I can do it. I have no problem with it. No,
but
still
but,
told not to do it.
Right.
Brachos says Torah.
I am saying exactly what he's saying. I hear you. I know.
And then it's the case.
It's more. There's more here. There's more to that.
The person's an uncle.
Right.
And right beforehand, and he's. But from all his mitzvahs,
because
he doesn't have the dashboard,
right.
Or he's osik inside doing things.
Right.
Perhaps you have seven brothers and everybody else is doing something, you've got nothing to do.
Right, exactly. So you can't make a bracha. You can make a bracha on an apple. Right, I hear you.
But it's a mindset. It's not actually doing something physically.
No, but that's not how mitzvahs are.
I know, but I'm saying,
not how it works.
You have a certain mindset.
That's not osik mitzvah.
That's how it is.
That's not osik mitzvah. That means you're depressed.
No, but
I understand.
The other means you're
but the Gemara asks that question. The Gemara asks that question. That if the stock market goes down that day, you should be putter. Because I'm tarwood. I'm all upset.
Exactly.
That's not an answer. The answer is you got to do mitzvahs no matter what the situation. Okay, a few things. It's a mitzvah. get married, someone's unfortunately in an ovel, there's a mitzvah, then you don't have to. Not a mitzvah. Right? I'm going to go on a job interview today, so I don't want to do any mitzvahs because I'm going to be very busy with that. What kind of thing is that? Right? Think about it. So there's more here than meets the eye. For an interesting topic, no? Yeah, it's a good topic. Anyway,
from 4 to 6.
Amalei Abayler of Yosef, Valo Tisbara, the Shomer Avedik, the Shomer Chinam Dami. Don't you agree that a Shomer Avedik is built like a Shomer Chinam? V'amr of Chieber Abba, Amr of Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoin Tainis Gan of Baveda, Mishalim Tashlume Kefel. Okay, we're going to get to this in the next parak. It's very hard stuff. Here, we're just touching on it. If someone says, do me a favor, can you watch my phone for me? Please watch my phone for me. And you say, sure, no problem. I come back, and you say, I say, where's my phone? You say, you're not going to believe what happened. It got stolen. It got stolen. And it turns out that you're the one who stole it.
I'm the stolen.
You're the thief. So the halach is, you have to pay me kefil. You have to pay me kefil. Right?
Because he lied?
What?
Because he lied?
Hatoein tainas ganav. If you're towing a taina that it got stolen, mishalim tashlume kefil. You have to pay kefil. Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Tainas Ganav. You want to be lifter atzmo. You want to exempt yourself from giving back the phone. Al yidei ganav. But you claim it got stolen. Shetoin nignava haimenu haaveda. Right? Shematasi. You say, it doesn't mean it's an aveda, or I ask you to watch it. You call me up and say, Menachem, I found your phone. It's excellent. I'll be there in 2 hours. I come in 2 hours. Oh, it got stolen while you got on your way over here. It got stolen. Right. What really happened was you decided to keep it.
Right.
And then I found out about that. Vidinta Shabiyado, who Mashan the Shume Kekel Kaganav Atmo. You pay Kefil just like Kaganav.
But the guy was honest because it was.
So he turned, but he ended up being not honest.
But it was honest, but it was stolen. He just stole it himself.
Exactly. So now you pay Kefil on that. Now listen to this. If a Shomer Aveda has the din of a Shomer Sachar, does this make any sense?
No.
Because he chayav on Geneva anyway. Think about it. Yichayev on Geneva anyway.
Correct.
So it's a raya that it must be a Shomer Chinam. That's the raya. Right. We'll get to that in a second. Vidarshinan b'perek meruba. We're going to learn a perek meruba in like another week. V'imlo yimta haganav. You couldn't find the ganav. Imlo yimta kimosha amar elhu atmo ganvo. Yeah, you know why you can't find him? Because he's the one. D'chzir basrei. And it says yishalim shnayim. You have to pay twice. Kefil. I amrit bishloma shomer aveda kishomer chinam dami. That only makes sense if you're a shomer chinam. Mishum hachi mishalim kefil. That's why you're paying kefil. Daha boy limiftar nafshei b'tainas ganav. Because you can only get out of it and say tainas ganav. For example, if I you're for shomer sachar, I say, what happened to it? I say, it got stolen. Here, I'll pay you for it.
That's right.
I'm shomer sachar. It got stolen. There's no kefil. There's no kefil. Except it got stolen. Whether or not you stole it yourself, or whether or not it really got stolen, pay up. Pay me for the phone. You're a Shomer Sachar. So that's not an answer. So it must be that since this whole case of Aveda, and you're towing Tainas Ganav, you have to pay Kefil, obviously, you have the din of a Shomer Sachinam. Because if you were a Shomer Sachar, this would never get off the ground. Right, back to the Gemara. Esau Kedaitach Shomer Sachar Have. If you're a Shomer Sachar, and I'm a Shomer Sachar, why are you paying Kefil? Doesn't make sense. Karen number boy, you have to pay Karen. Right? Come back and say, where's the item I asked you to watch? I paid you to watch it. It's like got stolen. All right, sir. Okay, it's $100 for the phone, whatever it is. All right, I'm sorry. No kefil. Ella, okay, so it's a raya now that a Shomer Aveda has a din of a Shomer Chinam. Amale, hacha, but my eskinon, I know what's going on here. Kigon, sheton, tainis, listen, mizuyim. You claim that you were held up. You claim you were held up. Not a ganav. You don't say it got stolen. You claim you were held up. Therefore what? Right? Therefore what? What's listed as what's being held up? I was walking down the street and I was mugged. Right? What's that? That's an ones. Why are you chayev on ganav? Why is the Shomer Sachar chayev on ganav and aveda? Because you should be watching it better. Here, what am I should have been? I'm walking down the street, and I was held up at gunpoint. What do you want from me? A Shomer Sachar is also putter on that. He's putter on that. That's a list of Mizuyah. List of Mizuyah means an armed robber. You putter on that. Yeah, and a guy comes, sneaks into the house at night when you're during lunch, when you're away, that's a, you should have been more careful. People do. That yichayva, that's gneva. It's not gneva, it's called an ones. It's called a holdup. And even a sharmasacha would be pater. Therefore what? Therefore, the case when you find an item, and I come to you and I say, where is it? And you say, I was held up, armed robbery. I called you to say I found it. But by the time you got it, I was held up. But really, you kept it.
Right.
So what's that? It's not kefil anyway. The answer doesn't make any sense. Amalei, hachabai, skinning on shantai, listen to Amalei, listen to Gazlan, who? Listen to is a Gazlan. It's not a god, it's a Gazlan. So there's no kefil anyway. Right? Amalei, no. Shani Omer, I hold a list of Mizuyan, Kivan de Mintar Beinche, since he doesn't hang around people, right? No, you don't see list of Mizuyans getting Master Yona. You don't see such a thing. Why not? Because they're not around. Why not? Because they're not around. So really, the same thing as the Ganav. So if you tie up, if a Shomer Sachar tied his list of Mizuyan, he would pay Kefil? So this Gemara could, this idea of someone tying his, where's the item? You're my Shomer, you're a Shomer Aveda, where is it? Oh, it got stolen or it got held up. But you're going to pay kefil on that? Answer is yes. Therefore, there's no raya that a Shomer Aveda is a din of a Shomer Chiram. It could even be a Shomer Sachar.
But what else should you have done?
What?
Well, if you're held up, what else should you have done? Why did you pay kefil?
Nothing. That's why it's a funny answer. Because
You don't have a choice.
Because we're changing the case. Since the Goslin hides himself, that's like, it's like Geneva.
Okay.
Even though it's not. Not only that, the whole reason why Shomer Sachar is higher than Geneva is because he should have done it better. What do you want from this guy? Nothing he can do. He's held up in the street by an armed robber. What do you want from the guy? Oh, because the guy hides. He doesn't want to be caught by the police either. The guy hides. It's like a Shomer. It's like a Ganef. It's a funny answer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you always see them mention the list is a Goslin.
What?
All over you.
Exactly. List of the Goslin.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, now. No. Next. Lo. The Gemara says, Eitzvei. Evakash is this. Lo. So Rashi says on top, Masnisihi Veloyadana Hechatanya. I don't know where this comes from, says Rashi. What's the case? The case is like this. If a Shomer Chinam uses the item, and while he uses the item, he breaks it. Is he chayev? Of course he's chayev. That makes no. Do it. Watch my car for me. I'm going away for the week. You drive it into an accident. Aren't you chayev?
Yes.
Of course. You're a Shomer Chinam. So what? So isn't it a Kal V'Chomer that if a Shomer Sachar did that, he'd be chayev?
Sure.
Makes sense. So it comes this smack in the middle of a story. Lo, not true. If you tell me by a Shomer Chinam, right? Shekein Mishalim Tashlume Kefel. He has to pay Kefel. Tomer B'Shomer Sachar Sheinu Mishalim Tashlume Kefel. He doesn't have to pay Kefel. So the fact that if a Shomer Chinam uses it and he damages it, he's Chayev. So too, a Shomer Sachar should also be Chayev. It's not true. It's not a good Kal V'Chomer. Because a Shomer Chinam pays Kefel, and a Shomer Sachar doesn't pay Kefel. So maybe the reason why we make the Shomer Chinam who borrows the car pay is because if it got stolen, because a Shomer Chinam, if he was tying it was stolen, would pay Kefel. But a Shomer Sachar who tying it got stolen doesn't pay Kefel. Right?
It is an accident, Ones and not Shia.
Is it what?
Is an accident, Ones and
no,
not Shia?
No, talking about you use it and you break it.
Okay.
So, you hear what's going on? It sounds like a good Kal V'Chomer. If a Shomer Chinam's Chayev, it's Shlich is Yad, and he does it for free, so for sure a Shomer Sachar, who's Chayev, it's Shlich, who's not, a Shomer Sachar, who gets paid, should for sure have to pay if he abuses the item. Comes along, no, it's not true. Because the Shomer Chinam, if he towing Tainas Ganav, pays Kefil. But if a Shomer Sachar is towing Tainas Ganav, he doesn't pay Kefil. So it's not the same. Now, one second. If a Shomer Sachar What did we just say? What did the Gemara just say? If a Shomer Sachar is towing Tainas Ganav, he doesn't pay Kefil. Didn't we just say about a minute ago that if a Shomer Sachar, there is a case where he does pay Kefil? Which is the case? Where he's held up? But if Listim Azoyim is a Ganav, Nimsa Shomer Sachar Mishan to Shomer Kefil. I found you a case where Shomer Sachar pays Kefil, Bishato and Tainas Listim Azoyim. In a case where he's held up. Right? Right?
Yeah.
You hear that? You hear all that? Ella Amalei Hachikamar. No, this is how we're going to, this is what the Brisa meant to say. Lo. You can't learn a Gal V'Chomer. You can't learn a Kal V'Chomer from Shomer Chinam to Shomer Sachar. Why not? Sounds like a good Kal V'Chomer. Don't tell me. You know why a Shomer Chinam would have to pay if he abuses an item that he's watching? You know why? Because he pays Kefil in every case. He only pays Kefil in one case. Where he tied it, he was held up. Not the same. Another try. Eisvei. It says like this. If someone borrows an item, v'nishbar, and it broke, Yechayev, Shoel. Yechayev, it broke?
Yes.
Mace, it died? Yechayev?
Yes.
Ein li'ela shavura u'mesa. I only know if it got broken or if it died. What about nignava v'aveh d'minayim? What about if it got stolen or got lost? About the Kavachomer. Ma Shomer Sachar. A Shomer Sachar should partner Baba Shavu Mesa. He's partner if it died. Right? Nevertheless, Chayib Gneva Vaveda. He's Chayib Gneva Vaveda. Shol Shachayib Shavu Mesa. Ain't it Shachayib Gneva Vaveda? For sure. The Kavachomer should ain't a love Chuva. This Kavachomer is bulletproof. It's a bulletproof Kavachomer. Why?
Because the problem is not why you're punter or chayav.
I know the problem is who you are. I know the problem.
Exactly. It's the reason for what your stance is.
Exactly. Since you're a shoel.
As a shoel, like a shomer sachar.
No.
A shomer sachar is a person who gets paid for watching.
Right.
A shoel borrowed something. It's kind of getting paid for anything.
Exactly. So, but if a shomer sachar is chayav on gedeva v'aveda, and punter on death. So a shoel who's chayv on death shouldn't for sure you be chayv on gneiva aveda. That kavachomer is bulletproof. You can't pick apart that kavachomer. Makes a lot of sense. I understand what you're saying. You're saying that the reason why a shoel is chayv is unrelated to the reason why a shomer sachar is chayv.
Different
status, different people.
Correct.
I don't have to borrow your item, so I'm never going to lend it. If you borrow it and you broke it and you don't pay me, I'm never going to lend anything.
Right.
We can't have a society like that. So the Torah said the borrower is chayv. It was an accident. Too bad. That's what happens when you borrow someone's item. Here, I'm paying you top dollar to watch my thing.
Right?
Right? I'm paying you top dollar. You're a security guard. I'm paying you top dollar to watch my jewels. It got stolen? Of course you're going to be chayiv.
It's very different.
Right? Now, what about if the borrower borrows the jewels? So they went to some chasana, the wife wants to borrow. So you shouldn't be chayiv for that? And then it got stolen?
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, what's the reason for why should a shul not be chayiv in Gneva Vaveda? Right, you want to borrow the jewels? 100%. If you don't return them, you're going to have to pay them. It doesn't make sense, no?
Right. Correct, which is exactly what
you're saying. So this Kavachomer is bulletproof. We all agree.
Yeah.
Now, 1 second. If a list of Mizuyim is considered a Ganav, am I anal of Tshuva? Why is this Kavachomer so bulletproof? As a matter of fact, Ikka Lemifrach. I can upslog it right now. Ma'al Shomer Tzachar Shekei Mashad Shulme Kefel. A shomer sachar pays kefil, but towing tainas listim mezuyim when he's tainas listim mezuyim, right? A shoel is not chayiv kefil in such a case like that. If a shoel is held up, so what happened to the jewels? So you know, on the way to the car, a guy came and robbed us. He held us up. That's a pay. It's not the same thing at all. Now the kavachomer went away. Amalei kasavar haytana. This tana holds karna. Below Shavua, paying the Karen without a Shavua, which is what a Shoel will have to do, is Adifa Mikfela B'Shavua. It's better than Kefel with a Shavua. So when the Shomer Sachar Tainas, it got stolen. I was held up. It's all right. You have to swear now. The Shoel doesn't have to swear.
Right.
He has to swear. That's worse. So it's better that, the fact that a Shoel has to pay without swearing, a Karen, right? I borrowed your jewels, it got stolen, I'm very sorry. Here's a check for $25,000. You have to do that. No questions asked. That's better than a Shomer Sachar has to swear that he was held up. So therefore what? The Kal Vachomer is reinstated. Right? Okay. Lema Messiah. Let's try to bring a raya that this is true. That what? That a list of mizuyim is the status of a ganef, which we have a little hard time understanding. Hasocher par mechaveiro. If somebody rents a cow, v'nigneva, and it got stolen, v'mahala hareini mishal v'eino nishpa. I don't want to swear. I'll pay. Right? V'achakach dimtza ganef. Then you find the ganef. Mishal tashlume kefil l'socher. So pay kefil to the socher. The socher paid actually, right? Svurker b'Yehuda the Amar socher. Kinosir socher dummy. So we say now that a socher, the Torah never says what a socher is. It's a machlokas. Now we're saying a socher has the status of a shomer socher. Umediktani v'omar harini mishal veni nishpa. And the fact that the guy said, I don't want to swear. I'll pay. Eini nishpa. I don't want to swear. Michlal di boy. If you wanted to, patar lenafshe b'shvua. He could have sworn. He didn't want to. He could have. The heichi dummy. How could he have? Kigon. The Torah and Tanya list the mizuyin. Couldn't he say he was held up? Right? And if he could say that, couldn't he say he was held up? Because if we're talking about regular Geneva, that wouldn't be a good excuse, right? Even if he swore. Why? Because the Shomer Sacher is chayav on Geneva. So what could a Shomer Sacher have sworn about to get himself off the hook? Isn't it this? Right? So what do you see as the status of Geneva? The Katani v'achakach nimsa ganav meshalam deshlume kefel l'socher shma mina listem mizuyim ganavu. That a listem mizuyim is the status of a ganav, and the Gemara says Amri no misavarta kribi huda damar shomer sachar socher kinos sachar dami. Who said that a shomer sachar is like a socher? Dilma kribeir svirle gizunt damar shomer sachar kishomer chinam dami. It's like a shomer chinam. Who said not like that? Iboyseima, another answer. Kidamach kidamachlif rabba baravua vitani socha, it was like this. Socha kesa mashalim. What does a socha pay? Reb Meir Omer Kishomer Socher, Reb Yehuda Omer Kishomer Chinam, Reb Zera Omer Hacha Mayaskinan, Vitoin Times list the Mizuyim, Vinimsa listim she'ena Mizuyim. Listen to that case. You argued it was list the Mizuyim, and you were lying about that. It wasn't list the Mizuyim. It was the old-fashioned Geneva. So therefore what?
Was it a mistake or actually?
No, he's lying. He said I was held up. What do you want from me? I was an ones. No, that's not what happened. Therefore, I found you a case where a Shomer Sachar pays Kefel. What does a Shomer Sachar pay Kefel? Very simple. He said it was listed Mizuyin. Then he would only have to pay Karen.
Right.
Because it was a... But then it was, turned out it wasn't true. It was really a regular Ganef. And he pays Kefel. Right?
Because he lied?
What?
Because he lied?
Because he wanted to pay and not swear. Right? He has to pay Kefil. Okay? Yeah, good?
He ended up paying less because he said it was on.
Yeah, so we'll stop. I think we should stop here, no? Yeah. The next line is the Nuffle Lagina Venanis, B'Shalem Es Masha Nehenis. That was the case where the animal fell into the garden. So we had two cases, it fell in or jumped in, right? It fell in to break its fall or jumped in because it was hungry. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.